This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a devotional study of the book of Titus. We've answered the question, what does this book of the Bible teach about God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ? Now let's see what it teaches about God the Holy Spirit. He's mentioned two times in this book, in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, God saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Once a person turns from his own futile efforts at doing sufficient righteous deeds to earn his own salvation and trusts in the provision of God's salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, he is reborn by the Holy Spirit, who then renews and restores the image of God in us, progressively making us more Christ-like day by day. If you think you don't have enough of the Holy Spirit working in you, Paul points out, he was poured out on us generously. Christians have all of the Holy Spirit within them. The question is, how much of your life does the Holy Spirit control? How much have you surrendered to his control? Reflecting on this, it's evident becoming what God wants you to be is not the result of your strained effort. It's the product of the Holy Spirit. You must surrender to his control, cooperate with him in what he's doing in and through you, and trust him to make it all happen. Thank God for his Spirit's presence and transforming work in your life.